With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
I know more people become a vegetarian, and more media talking the changing to a vegan diet is the best solution to help global warming. Do you think they have something to do with the UFO or us, like SMTV? I think UFO from a different planet, they might try to educate us, to help us, give us the information.
No, they did not give any information. Have nothing to do with UFO, as I told you already. It is us, It is you who go out of your way to distribute the alternative vegetarian living flyer and SOS, Stop Global Warming flyers, and all this information about the solution, how to stop the global warming. And it's the Supreme Master Television that broadcasting all the urgency message and promote vegetarianism, as well as many other organizations, green vegetarian organizations, who are helping in spreading this message.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question, dear Master, what is the best way to motivate meat eating to go vegan? It seems to be green easier for them to act than to give up meat, because most of the advertising thing, grocery store or restaurant, only focus on meat products for sale.
That's right. I ask myself the same question, my love. I haven't got the answer yet. Just give them, whoever you encounter, the SOS flyers, And the alternative living flyers, introduce them to Supreme Master Television so that maybe they can get more information and that they might decide to
be veg.
Everybody talk about, okay, changing the light bulbs, turn off the heater, open the window instead of aircon, but they don't talk about vegetarian diet. They don't talk about ending the meat habit. Because meat habit is the number one cause of global warming. And everybody talk around it, just like to try to avoid the issue. So that's why the vegetarian diet is not widely spread. And the urgency info of the global warming has not really been widely informed to the public at large. So you see, I have always asked the leaders to help to do this. I'm waiting. I hope they will respond and on time to save the planet. Meanwhile, we try it the best we can, okay?
some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS. Listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning. Preeclampsia. Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile. Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
The climate change doesn't mean only hot, yeah? It means change of climate around the world. And a lot of frequent disasters. Hot place become cold place become hot, and then it become all kind of chaotic later on, and it's a very, very suffering for the people later on. And many countries, many cities will be under the water and all that, yeah, and more storm, more typhoon, and a lot before it really ends. It doesn't just end like, okay, now it's going to end and then finito. It's not like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it will be agonizing for a while, and a lot of people will suffer. They would not even understand why. So you contact as many, just like we talked before, we contact as many people, politicians, or newspaper, just write them letters, send them flyer, whatever, just do whatever we can. Each one of us is responsible, yeah? We do something we can, all right?
Okay.
Okay, love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck to your endeavor.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, everybody do something and it helps, you know?
Hi. Master, I want to ask you why all of these things are happening to us. Why in our generation?
Why now, right? Because
bad karma
accumulate. Yeah, it takes time to accumulate until the peak of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rome is not built in one day. And with all the teaching of the master from ancient time, people don't listen. And that's why it happened. It happened now and again. This is not the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you remember the Atlantis, you know, that they also had similar, yeah, and Noah time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had to build a boat and so on and so forth. It's not the first time. And recently they even found a new city under the lake somewhere. This is just a thing that happened, okay?
Yes.
And now and again the world happened to be under like that because people don't listen to all the teaching of the masters. So the master come down again and again. And masters come down and tell people, please, be vegetarian, be moral, be good, be compassionate. But not many people listen. And they even persecute them, the one who listen, or the master. Therefore, it just has to happen now and again.
When it
accumulates enough
bad karma,
enough destructive power. But we have the shield, you see? We have the power. That's the thing. Everyone die one day or another anyway, okay? The question is where they go. Where do you go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are under the protective shield of the master. If you listen to everything that is moral and good and kind and compassionate, then you will be safe in high heaven. And most of the people who are unaware of the consequence because they have been misled, they will also be helped by the master power of the present time, and they will be also elevated in some kind of heaven.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great compassionate loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
So global climate destabilization threatens the very existence and the continuation of our civilization. So shouldn't it occupy 100% of our attention? Doesn't this issue kind of trump every other issue? And shouldn't we focus 100% on this question because, you know, life on planet Earth depends upon it?
Of course. Okay. That's why you guys ask question about it. But you worry, okay?
Very worried, yes. Thank you for having this conference so that we can share ideas. I do. That's why it seems important to reach out to other people. I think they're ready to hear and accept the message that vegetarianism is necessary to save our planet.
Yes, and also technical reverse, no? like wind power, sun power, and all that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Sustainable energy?
Well, it also depends on the karmic burden of the world, and we try our best. We will let them know on the TV and also individually, wherever we can. Now, the 53% of the Americans say, okay, vegetarian is good for the planet and for the individual health, but I don't know if 53% of them are doing it.
Not yet, but the more the message gets out there, the more people will change their life.
We do it. I was thinking even to advertise the whole NASA message on newspapers.
Yeah, I think
all
that's
all the newspaper
great.
And on TV, but, you know, we will see what we can do, all right?
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Just following up on what you said about you going to the restaurant, I saw one of my friend the NASA climate app, and he seemed to like convinced with it. And then I said, well, are you going to go veggie? And then he said, maybe in a few years' time. So how do you convince them more? How do you make them take actions?
I don't convince anybody. Even if I go around from door to door and stick the NASA sticker on everybody's house, I don't know how convinced they will be. Because human habits are very difficult to change. And also reverse psychology. Sometimes you tell them to do it, they don't. Just because they want to do against what you say. It's a human reverse psychology, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
It also is difficult for people to know how to eat vegetarian. They don't know how to cook a vegetarian meal. For the Chinese, Vietnamese, it's more easy because we cook tofu, we cook tasty meal and all that, we chop suey. It's difficult, and even if they want to, they just don't know how. That's why we have to teach them how to cook vegetarian on TV.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. plus more.
They told me they have vegetarian food in Waldorf school. Is that
also
true?
Yeah.
I think Waldorf school, I thought, is a very idealistic school. It should be for environmental.
Yeah, yeah.
Meat eating is damaging environment a lot.
Yes.
I'm not speaking as a priest or a nun or moral or Puritan or anything like that. I'm speaking about the life and death of our planet. We have only several years to change our life.
Yes.
Otherwise, we don't have a planet. Not to talk about meat. Not meat.
Yeah.
So we must, I think Waldorf school should change policy to make an example for other schools. I'm just suggesting, okay? But because of the survival of our planet, I always look upon Waldorf school. You know, in my heart, I always thought it's a very natural inclined school. It's teaching the children in the higher method and higher ideology. I always have admiration for Waldorf school. So if for this reputation, if you start all vegetarian diet, that would have been very big influence for the world school. The ice is melting, huh? And that affect everything. It's not just the ice, okay? The scientists already confirmed that even if the permafrost melting, that will release the gas.
Yeah.
And gas is poisonous for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's typhoon, we can run somewhere else.
Yeah,
if
it's there, you cannot.
Gas, you go everywhere.
Yeah.
So we have to contribute whatever we can to save the planet. Eh? There's not a question about moral even anymore. You know, I've been talking all these years about our moral obligation to our co-inhabitants, like we have to treat animals the way we'll be treated, because they're all creation of God. Now it's a question of our own survival, okay? For the children, even, that you are taking care of. If the children are not taught now to preserve the planet individually by protecting the species of the planet, by not eating animal. Because eating animal means raising animal. Raising animal costs a lot of water, electricity, medicine, everything. And also release a lot of gas of the waste from the animal into the atmosphere. That's the most dangerous, the most poisonous gas came from animal.
Especially I heard, I read, I think.
Yeah, from UN report.
For the cow, raising the cows, it's
I have it all,
most dangerous for the environment.
Supreme Master Television compile all these facts for you from UN, from scientists, from everywhere, all over the world. We compile the whole list of what cause. And the UN already reported that raising animals is the most damage to our planet.
Yeah.
And even the climate change chief tell everybody we should not eat meat anymore. Yes, one of the cause, the biggest cause.
Yeah,
and we should at least for the planet. Yeah, at least you have to stop eating meat so that we don't rise any more poisonous gas for the planet. And then we can maybe able to keep it the way it is now, that it won't get worse. Because if it gets worse, everybody dies. Huh? From different causes, from gas also. Not just to talk about the hot or the disaster, frequent disaster nowadays. You can see in TV every day some disaster. Because of the climate change.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So what we are trying is to raise the awareness. But maybe you're right, it's no time.
The choice that we made all these centuries is bringing us to where we are right now, that we're losing the planet if we don't change.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful discussion titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.